It's time for the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. And the Coach Maddox Show is brought to you by Shawnee Boats, Integrity First Bank, James Boyette State Farm Agency, Nassari Home Mortgage, Coleman Family Dentistry, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, Knox Orthopedics, Pirate Perry, and Baskin-Robbins Driftwood Lane. And now here's the voice of the Bombers and host of the Coach Maddox Show, Brad Hallworth.
Welcome into week 9 of the high school football season. Final road trip of the year for the Bombers tonight as they are at Searcy to take on the Lions. We'll get things started here in just a moment with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com. or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian will talk about the Lions with Searcy coming up in just a little bit. First, though, let's look back at last week's game. Boy, tough loss to Sylvan Hills, 40-35. So many things to talk about in this ball game. Let me get your thoughts first off overall last week's performance.
Well, it's I thought it summed up this group a little bit, where it's literally the last play of the game. We're still fighting and clawing. I mean, you know, we score there late. The game's out of reach. You know, they're up two scores, and we still. You know, Vin Lee gets a stop. He runs in there late and strips the ball from the running back. Real heads-up play. We get the ball, and we drive down and score. They very easily could have just folded up. The kids are fighting to the very last play, and I just think it says a lot about our kids. You know, they're 0-7. They're at that point, I think they feel like, okay, the playoffs are out of reach. And there they are, just still everything they got. And they leave it all out there for all four quarters. And I love this group. I really do. It's in the middle of an 0-8 season, you would think we would probably be a little more frustrated as coaches too. And we just well, we just couldn't have been prouder of them. They just gave us everything they had and laid it on the line. And, you know, as a fan, as a supporter of the football program, you know, if you're there Friday, I think, you know, that there's a right way to win. There's a right way to lose. If you're going to lose, that's how you lose. You go down swinging with everything you got, and that's what they did. So exactly. I was really proud of them, and a great group of kids.
All right, let's talk about the game itself. You couldn't have asked for a better opening drive. You couldn't have drawn it up any better. 14 plays, 80 yards. It takes 6:46 off the clock. Your thoughts on that?
That was I'm sitting here smiling right now thinking about it was fun to watch, fun to be a part of. You just right down the field executing, clicking. You know, the offensive line is communicating. You know, I think Dawson changed the play a couple of times. You can see their heads turning on the offensive line, calling out the calls. Everybody it's always fun to watch. And, of course, our fullbacks are hitting it in there. Halfbacks are blocking literally 11 guys on the field doing their job. And basically with I don't care who gets the credit, let's just go get this done. And just beautiful drive. You know, we're pounding the fullback in there. And then, you know, Dawson drew a blank there. Dawson, you know, he pulled it a couple of times. It was time to pull it. And then we got the touchdown play there at the end on the 10, he pulls it on the inside veer play, gets to the edge, they come down on him, and he pitches it last second. Basically, as he's about to go to the ground, pitches it out there to Gage, and he basically walks into the end zone. Thing of beauty. And then we get the extra point, too, and you don't ever want to overlook that. Our PAT group's been pretty good this year.
You bet. They come back, and boy, they score quick. Takes just five plays, and they score.
Yeah.
And boy, unfortunately, next possession, fumble, and boom, they score again. I mean, it took just a blink of the eye, and all of a sudden it's a 15-7 game instead of 7-0.
Right. You know, that first drive, you're watching them, you're going, I don't know that they're going to be able to stop us, which really, as the night went on, I don't feel like they really ever did.
Right.
Really felt good after the first drive. Of course, they go down there and score. We had just a missed run fit, and they found a seam and hit it. And, our first drive there, our second drive, our first play, we pitch it out there to the edge and just don't handle the pitch. They recover it. Then the very next play, they hit a fade route. You know, corners, you know, tracking it pretty good. They got to throw it up and over the top, and they did.
Yeah.
I was sitting there in pregame watching their quarterbacks throw, and I thought, we got a great chance because they don't throw it very well. And it's my own fault for letting myself think that because he threw a couple of really, really good balls at the right time, and that was one of them. So they're up. And that's another one of those moments I was talking about earlier, though, where it had been real easy to lay down. Momentum had gone against us, and we go on another drive. And, I think it was another, 14 plays? Somewhere in that area.
Something like that, yes.
And I think Junior got going there on that drive. And, you know, we run that little counter play. I think it was Hunter Shot. I can't remember. I get the drives mixed up, but you know, it was just another one of those series where we just were executing, we're clicking, we go right down the field and 14 plays and get it in the end zone. And, you know, so we answered the momentum, so to speak.
Right.
We didn't shut down. I guess that's what I'm saying. Just, you know, proud of the fight. And Coach West brings up a good point each week. He's adjusting to game speed for our defense. You know, we the opening possession of the game has just not been good for our defense. And a lot of that is, I think, you know, in practice when we're going against each other, we don't have the team speed that a lot of these other teams in the conference do. And so you get out there and the game moves so much faster that first series or two. And then the defense seems to settle in and adjust. And you notice the drives take a little bit longer, even the scoring drives as the game goes on usually. And I think part of that's just adjusting to game speed.
He had the ball four times in the first half. We mentioned the fumble. That was one of the possessions. You get points, though, on three of your four possessions.
Right.
And you got to be very pleased with that.
Well, and considering one of the possessions was the one play, literally the first play of the drive, we fumble it.
Right.
You know, so really it felt like three, but to get points out of it. The little things you don't see, I believe the last series there, we're driving down about to the 10, and we quarterback, I think Dawson, he checked, and then we opened up the wrong way, didn't get the communication. And,
right.
So we had a busted play. Well, that put us behind the chains, and I don't know that we don't go score right there. But we got the field goal, and that cut it. That was real important to get those points because at the time it turned it back into a one-possession game going into halftime. And any little thing momentum-wise at that point was good for us. Yeah, I believe that was a 10-play drive for us. And really the drive that their last drive of the half, it took them 14 plays. You know, the defense started to settle in, kind of going back to what I was talking about there. That last drive they scored, it was 14 plays. And You know, they had to convert a fourth and three. And that's, you know, we got them into fourth down, right. Got them into third down, and we didn't get them off the field. But that shows the defense improving as the game's going on. So going back to your point, get the points. You go into the locker room, you go, okay, our defense is starting to settle in. We're moving the ball really, really well. We're clicking, and it felt good going into halftime.
We're going to take a break. We'll talk about that second half coming up here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hold on, team. This is where we introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I'm Heather Hendricks.
I'm Nita Davis.
And I'm John Schaub, together with the Ozarks team at Century 21 LEMAC Realty.
Buying or selling real estate, you'll score with the Ozarks team.
No interceptions and no flags on our plays, just professional realtors moving the ball down the field.
Go with the winning team. Contact the Ozarks team.
Find us at enjoythetheozarks.com or on Facebook.
Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Pirate Perry Events presents Jog With Your Dog, 5K and 1 mile walk, benefiting the Humane Society of North Central Arkansas. Jog With Your Dog will be Saturday, October 27th at the Mountain Home Dog Park. This is one for you and your four-legged friend. Register early to save. Visit jogwithyourdogmh.com. For more local races, visit pirateperryevents.com. Be sure to check out the Lake Norfolk Triathlon weekend and White River Marathon for Kenya. That's pirateperryevents.com. When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, halftime, it's you talked about the momentum going in with that field goal. It's a six-point game at halftime. A different situation at halftime than we've been in recent weeks.
Sure.
What was the atmosphere like?
Well, it was, you know, real positive. The kids are in there talking about, you know, we've got a chance to win this. You know, the defensive coaches go in there, make a few adjustments and get the kids up in circle. You know, defensive line come here and we get in a circle and get on the board or whatever it is. And they talked to the secondary. But it was kind of some adjustments at halftime, but real positive atmosphere. And it's good to see the kids, you know, the second home game in a row where we go in at halftime with a chance to win. And,
right.
And so that's, you know, to be able to do that at home too, I think the kids are just, they're excited. They put a lot of work in, and they feel like, hey, we're having some success, and that's always good for kids. But anyway, you know, when we talked at halftime, we're gonna go pooch this thing down that left sideline and try to get it. And I thought we kicked it a little bit deeper than we were trying, but it worked out. We recovered that opening kickoff coming out at halftime, and you're really feeling good then. But
right.
Go on, I think three plays later and score.
Right.
And I think Junior just boom, 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 and you know, I think we ran the same play midline. And go and take the lead, and it's, you know, great atmosphere that, you know, Friday, the, you know, everybody, the kids are feeling good, the sidelines bouncing up and down, and you know, great way to start second half too, you know, going from halftime and coming out, and boy, it felt like we were gonna go on and get a win for
it
sure.
Did. That was your first second half lead of the season, and boy, you could tell on the sideline the
yes.
way the players responded and the coaches.
Well, we you know, when we recovered that kickoff, Hunter Price ran down there and got, I think, Tatum Bashirs went flying down there and got a piece of the return man, just enough to keep him away from it. and Hunter jumped on it. Boy, the sidelines. I think the coaches were jumping up and down more than some of the kids were. But it felt like we finally got that break.
Right.
Finally. You know, it's going to bounce our way tonight. And, you know, after we go down there and punch it in, it did. I think everybody on our sideline believed we're going to go win this thing. And, you know, obviously it didn't turn out that way. But, you know, great way to start the half.
Let's talk about your defense on the next possession, because they get the ball back. They've got a first and goal at the 8-yard line, and you keep them out of the end zone to make
right.
them kick a field goal. That was huge.
It was. Well, you know, and we, you know, I really felt, you know, Lathan Aldridge, you know, is senior leader in there as our middle linebacker. You know, I don't know, I still don't know what he was saying, but he was talking to him a little bit there before that drive. And then as it went on, you could just see that some of those seniors, Hunter Shod was out there, you know, guys keep fighting, keep scrapping, let's keep, you know, hold them out. And because we talked about they, you know, field goals versus touchdowns, you know, right. That's huge. Even if you give up three, taking those 4 points from them. And, you know, that's, you know, Brock Boje, he gets better every week. He's sticking his nose in there. And, you know, Dakota Tolbert's out there. You know, we had to move him around on the defensive line. And those guys just kept – you see them as those drives go on, they fatigue. But they just kept fighting and clawing. And, you know, Brock's fighting off a double team and gets in there and makes a tackle. I think Lathan one time on the third down really should have been blocked, you know, just sneaks through there and makes a play and forces a field goal. So we were very pleased. They retook the lead with the field goal, but it was a one-point game. And we were very pleased with just giving up the field goal.
You come down and get a field goal to go back up 26-25. And, boy, unfortunately, they put together a couple of drives where they get a drive, onside kick, and touchdown.
Right.
And boy, it's kind of like the first half. Boy, the things really turned very quickly, unfortunately.
Well, you know, I was actually, believe it or not, we were disappointed settling for three on the drive before, you know, because it's basically two possessions there where we felt like we made a mental error and it cost us a play. And, you know, we're trying to get 3.5 yards. Well, if you don't get 3.5, it hurts us. We don't have that big play, you know, potential that a lot of the teams do. And so we just stay in front of the chains. Well, we had one little botch. It was 1st and 10, or almost 1st and goal, I believe. I don't remember. The details there leave me at the moment, but we were down there, you know, in the red zone, and I think it was dropped the snap and lost a play, and we end up getting down to the 3. So in theory, you know, it's 3rd and goal from the 2.5-yard line. You like to think 2 downs from there, we're going to punch it in, and, you know, late in the game, you wish you'd have had those points. And with all that said, we got the field goal.
Right.
And it kept you in it at the time. But, yeah, they go down and score, and another, 10-play drive. You know, we're making them drive the length of the field, then they get the onside kick.
Right.
And that was a backbreaker because they go on and score. And it was the one defensive series where I felt like we let up just a little. We let down. I think momentum had left us, and it showed. And, you know, they go up 2 scores, and it's late. Now we've got to throw the ball, too, and that's not our forte. You know, I think Dawson threw it really well. We ended up throwing 19 times, I think, and that's for us is a lot. With all that said, we had enough completions to get down there, and we just didn't finish the drive. But, you know, it gets away from you. When we start playing catch-up, it gets away from us more often than not. But, we kept fighting. You know, I think, you know, the defense got another stop. You know, that was Vin forcing the turnover
right.
there.
Right, got the fumble.
And then drove down and scored with, 2 seconds left there. But, you know, they just fought to the end. And, you know, we're disappointed. We want to win games. You know, I'm not trying to give the moral victory speech. I mean it sincerely, very proud of their fight. And just hurting for them, hurting for the kids and the coaches alike, because, you know, you want a tangible,
right.
you know, a victory, something tangible to show the progress they've made, because they – you know, I had 2 different coaches in the conference text me Saturday saying, this is 2 years in a row. You guys are probably, you know, Mountain Home being the most improved team in the conference from week one going into the last couple of weeks. And that was a big compliment from those guys. And I agree with them. We've made a lot of progress.
Right.
The kids deserve a win. And we were frustrated for them. But I don't know. Can't express enough how proud of the kids we are.
Junior Williams, a big night. What, 188 yards?
I think 188 on 29 carries. And
Someone else did not have an answer for him.
They did not. And you know, I'll tell you what, Aiden Ritchie is a center. They're in an odd front, so they got a man right across from our center. We never had a double team that nose all night long. And you can't say enough about Aiden. And then, you know, Austin Lance, some of those guys on the offensive line. Gavin Magoo, I thought, had his best game of the year. And you know, that right side of the offensive line, we went over there quite a bit. They had a big night. Aaron Talbert over there at left guard and Trace Rick. just gee whiz, that's their best game of the year as an offensive line. It's a young offensive line too, so that gives them confidence. But not taken away from Junior, don't get me wrong. If you were there, you saw him. He was running through tackles. And, you know, Lathan got in there fullback and carried right. the ball really well. And of course, Dawson pulling it on the option. But Pausch at tight end. Blake Pope got in there at tight end. You know, we stayed in a lot of two tight end set just to balance up the defense. And but, boy, those kids are a total offensive effort, honestly.
You
it
bet.
Really was.
Talk about that fullback position, because you got Junior with his as big as he is and as hard as he is to bring down. You bring Lathan Aldridge in, and that's
right.
that's a different beast that the defense has to worry about, because he's obviously quicker and hits the hole quicker.
Well, that's us option teams. We call it a change of pace back. You know, the fullback that kind of pounds you, doesn't hit it as fast. And as the game wears on, the linebackers, the defensive linemen, they adjust to the speed that it hits. And then you throw that kid in that's going to hit it faster, that's a little quicker, maybe not as big and as powerful, but quicker. Lathan, we slipped him in there one time. Junior really wasn't tired, but we just slipped him in there just, hey, let's try a change of pace. And I think that was one of his – I think popped one for 16 or 17.
Right.
So they just didn't squeeze in time.
Yeah.
And so we're, you know, really proud of Lathan. You know, Hunter Shod is another one that can play fullback really well. We've got a stable of fullbacks. We really do that can do it. Brock Boje obviously can do it as well. But, yeah, it, we're hoping to use some of that tonight as well, some change of pace at fullback and mix it up a little bit.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the matchup with Searcy tonight. We continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go: Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation. Fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, let's start talking about the Lions of Searcy. This is a team that's 6-2 right now. Losses to Jonesboro and West Memphis. This is a very good Searcy ball club.
They are. I remember last year, the game here, we felt like we beat them everywhere but the scoreboard. And you know, I thought after that night, well, the good thing is they're not going to be better next year. They're going to graduate a lot of playmakers, and they're going to be down a little bit next year. And, you know, and then we turned on the film early in the season. We had an exchange film with them in it, and I said, oh, my goodness, they've gotten better, especially up front. Their offensive line is very good. But, you know, they got a running back, the young kid, number one.
Yeah, Tony Young.
He's gifted. They throw it to him. They give it to him. He's power. He's a little bit of power and speed all in one, and special player. He's going to be one of the better running backs we've seen all year, and that's an accomplishment. The quarterback, which is really where I thought they would fall off from last year, now he had 2,000 yards, I think, 17 touchdowns, and he's just fine. And they ask a lot of their quarterbacks. You know, they run the option out of the gun. They run RPOs. You know, they'll read a linebacker, and the quarterback will put the ball in the running back's belly, and if the linebacker comes down and pull up and throw it behind the linebacker, if the linebacker sits there, they give it, and they do that in a variety of different ways, and they read somebody different every play. But so that takes an intelligent kid, and they execute it so well, and you know, it's a big challenge for the defense, for sure.
Well, Mason Shucker was the quarterback the last couple of years, set a lot of records, and he's playing college ball now. But Peyton Wright, he's sat 2 years behind Shucker, so he's had a good one to learn from. But, boy, he's paying dividends this year.
We saw him at a JV game at Batesville Southside, 2 years ago? And I remember thinking, who is that kid? Uh-huh. And, well, now we know. So he's going to play against us tonight. I remember that night going, my goodness, he'd started a lot of places. You know, good frame to him, and he can throw. He's mobile. Don't get me wrong, he's not as mobile as some of the kids we see, especially like last week, but he can move when he has to. They don't want to run him. They really don't, but he will when he has to. And, you know, when you beat teams like Morrilton, you know, Batesville, they absolutely annihilated Batesville early in the year. And, you know, they beat Marion, beat Pine Bluff for the first time in I don't know how long. And, you know, your only two losses are West Memphis and Jonesboro. You've got a good team, and that's they're scoring a lot of points when you look at their stat sheet.
They are. Tell us about the Lions defensively.
Well, they're honestly, it's almost identical to last year from a scheme standpoint, which, you know, it's I don't remember how many years Coach Kelly's been there.
This is his fourth.
Fourth year, yes. But it seems like they're kind of starting to settle into a system, into their, you know, the program's kind of taken off. And, you know, last year they were the team that, as the game went on, were sitting there going, are you guys not going to adjust? You know, we're just sitting there running outside veer all the way down the field, and they just kind of sat in the same defense. And, you know, but as the game went on, I look back and respect them for it, because they don't try to draw up a lot of different stuff. They're just going to do what they do really well. And, they're kind of the same way this year. They got some big kids up front, but they also they sub a lot of kids in. They play a lot of different kids, I've noticed, on defense, which is, you know, not everybody does that, but especially up front on the defensive line to stay fresh. But we do feel like it's a defense that gives us an opportunity to move the ball. You know, the offense, our offense is, you know, they're gaining some confidence. You know, as soon as you start expressing that on the radio show, it's going to backfire on you. But so I hope I'm not jinxing us. But we're very confident on offense right now that we're going to go execute and have a good game. We got to take care of the ball and not have the penalties. And we feel like, you know, again, finish drives. We finally did that last week. And you know, they're not going to be a defense that we haven't seen. They definitely are. They're better on the offensive side than they are on the defensive side. And don't get me wrong, you know, they're 6-2. They've made enough stops this year to beat some very good teams. Don't misunderstand me. They got a good defense, but I just feel like when you've seen Pine Bluff and Jonesboro, and Sylvan Hills statistically has one of the better defenses in the conference, and we've seen some very good defenses. So I guess really all I'm saying is it's not going to be anything we haven't seen. We got to play well, and I think we can.
We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hold on, team. This is where we introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I'm Heather Hendricks.
I'm Nita Davis.
And I'm John Schaub, together with the Ozarks team at Century 21 LEMAC Realty.
Buying or selling real estate? You'll score with the Ozarks team.
No interceptions and no flags on our plays. Just professional realtors moving the ball down the field.
Go with the winning team. Contact the Ozarks team.
Find us at enjoythe.ozarks.com or on Facebook.
Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Pirate Perry Events presents Jog With Your Dog, 5K and 1 mile walk, benefiting the Humane Society of North Central Arkansas. Jog With Your Dog will be Saturday, October 27th at the Mountain Home Dog Park. This is one for you and your four-legged friend. Register early to save. Visit jogwithyourdogmh.com. For more local races, visit pirateperryevents.com. Be sure to check out the Lake Norfolk Triathlon weekend and White River Marathon for Kenya. That's pirateperryevents.com. When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin Robbins ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, unfortunately, with the loss last week, Mount Home eliminated from the postseason contention. What's practice been like this week for the players, knowing that they cannot go past the next 2 weeks?
Well, you would think there'd be a letdown, and it's when you go through the season, and I've said this a few weeks, where when we lost to Jacksonville, I think the kids felt like that was a great chance there, and you expect a letdown. I'm just extremely proud of them, and I don't say that lightly, because this is one of the best weeks of practice we've had.
Wow.
And they just continue to show up, and why do you play the game? There's a genuine love for football. It's not just we want to win games, I promise you. I was physically sick Friday night and have been almost since. But, the bigger – being able to keep a bigger perspective, too, that these kids at some point in time signed up for football because they love football. And so it's not always about just, hey, we didn't reach our goal of making the playoffs. It's about I still love this game, and I'm going to go play for the right reasons and play for each other as well. And the seniors, as the year's gone on, just more and more out of them from a leadership standpoint – they know they're laying the foundation, for the future, and they've been great to some of the younger kids over these last few weeks from a standpoint of just getting them ready to play games, and just really proud of the kids. It's been a great week. It really has.
Good.
And, the ninth graders came down. We did a team meal in the cafeteria. That was actually last week. And, all the kids picked a ninth grader, sat next to them, and, just trying to help build for the future, and, just proud of the kids, and particularly the seniors, because they're down to two games left. So.
Right.
Great attitude and just great kids. Really, they really are.
Well, let's talk about the keys tonight. What do you have to do to get a win here against Searcy?
Well, we got to find some stops. I actually think, if I know Coach Kelly, they're going to try the onside kick almost every time because they don't want us going on those 14-play drives. And so we got to recover the onside kicks. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I'm expecting an onside kick or pooch kicks,
right,
trying to recover the kickoffs. We got to recover those. We got to go on long drives, and we have to score, because I don't care how well we play on defense, they're going to score points. They're that explosive on offense. And just got to get enough stops, hopefully, to outscore them. We continue to just say it's, Darren McMain, you remember we talked about him coming and talking to the kids about just get better every
right.
single day. And to this point in the season, we feel like we've done that. And if you keep doing that long enough, eventually good things happen. And we actually, there's not very many people giving us a chance tonight. I think we've got every chance if we'll play our best game. I really do. And we're going to, we're going to go to Searcy and expect to win. That's got to be your mindset. We've got to reach that point where when we go on the field, we expect good things to happen. And,
right.
and we're getting closer to that every day. And but turnovers, penalties, long drives, get points. Don't give up the big play, tackling space. And really a similar formula for us every week. But, I want to see the kids play really well. That's, like I said, two games left for these seniors, and play for the right reasons, play for love of the game. And they'll do that. They will.
All right, Brian, good luck.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
Hey, Coach Brian Maddox. We'll take a break. Join you live from Searcy next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you by Shawnee Boats, Integrity First Bank, James Boyette State Farm Agency, Nasari Home Mortgage, Coleman Family Dentistry, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, Knox Orthopedics, Pirate Perry, and Baskin-Robbins Driftwood Lane. Stay tuned. More of the pregame show on the way next here on Classic Hits 101.7.